One important Scientology concept is called the Arc Triangle. The letters stand for affinity, reality, and communication. Affinity refers to the degree of affection, liking, or emotional connection between people. Within this framework, reality is described fundamentally as agreement. Communication refers to the exchange of ideas between people. Scientology teaches that these three elements are interdependent and together produce understanding. When one part rises, the other parts are expected to rise. When one declines, the others may decline as well. There are practical observations here that Christians can appreciate. Relationships are often strengthened when people communicate honestly. Listening can increase understanding. Respectful conversation can reduce unnecessary conflict. Finding a genuine point of agreement may help two people begin discussing more difficult subjects. Christian ministry should therefore include patient listening, thoughtful questions, truthful speech, and sincere concern for the other person. However, Christianity makes an important distinction between shared agreement and objective reality. Agreement may shape how people experience a relationship, community, or conversation. Agreement does not create ultimate reality. An entire group can agree about something and still be mistaken. People once agreed that certain diseases were caused by explanations that later proved false. Communities can agree with prejudice, propaganda, or injustice. Religious groups can share sincere convictions that contradict one another. Agreement proves that people share a belief. It does not prove that the belief is true. Biblical Christianity teaches that reality exists because God created and sustains it. God's truth does not depend upon human approval, personal experience, or community agreement. Jesus did not say that truth becomes real when enough people agree. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The resurrection of Jesus is also presented in Scripture as God's public action in history. Christianity does not ask people merely to create an agreed spiritual reality. It proclaims that God acted through the incarnation, crucifixion, and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christian communication must therefore combine truth and love. Love without truth can become flattery or avoidance. Truth without love can become harsh, proud, or unnecessarily destructive. Communication without careful listening can become manipulation. Agreement without discernment can become conformity. Christians do not need to create artificial agreement before treating someone with honor. Every person deserves respect because every person bears God's image. A Christian may disagree deeply with another person while still listening patiently, speaking gently, protecting freedom of conscience, and refusing manipulation. In a conversation with a Scientologist, a Christian might ask, "Do you think something can be true even when no one agrees with it?" Another helpful question is, how can we determine whether a shared belief accurately describes reality? These questions can lead naturally to evidence, revelation, Scripture, the person of Jesus, and the historical claims of the gospel. Christians should seek genuine understanding, but they must not confuse understanding with agreement. We can accurately understand another person without accepting every belief as true. The Christian goal is not to win an argument or pressure someone into agreement. It is to bear truthful and loving witness to Jesus Christ while honoring the other person's freedom. Agreement can strengthen communication, but agreement does not create truth. Reality is created and governed by God.